Thanks for hanging out with us with the Mixed Mornings podcast. I am Nikki here with Whip and Violetta. And this morning we talked about some cool, interesting, unique ornaments, whatever you want to call them, they're on your tree.
Yeah, and you said cool, interesting, unique. That's one way to describe gifts that you sometimes get, including gifts that teachers say they've gotten from their students.
Watch your stuff. That's all we're going to say. Keep an eye on your earrings.
And what everybody was watching online yesterday and today was poncho person, right? The person struggling with that poncho at the Bears game, and we actually talked to her. Yeah, it's a her. That's Linda was here.
Awesome!
What do you call it? A pet person? Is that what the owner is called?
Depends on what it is. Some people call themselves like fur parents.
Right. I bet you this lady in London calls herself a fur mama and a fur parent and a pet person and all those things because she spoils her dog in a way that most of us can't relate to. Mm. Woman spends $5,000 on holiday gifts for dog, according to Wales Online, like Wales the place, not the creature in the sea. Alyssa Thorne is her name. She spends $5,000 a year on holiday presents for her Chinese crested dog, whose name is Fabio.
Fabio!
Actually, it's just perfect.
Amazing.
I want to be her dog.
Oh, yeah. Totally. The dog has custom-made outfits, toys, and jewelry. She has also built a custom Santa grotto for Fabio in her garden with a Christmas sleigh and a tree covered in dog ornaments. Because, you know, Fabio knows the difference.
Fabio has no idea how good he's got it right
now. Absolutely right. So that's Alyssa Thorne over in London. But you know what? Maybe Alyssa Thorne has nothing on you. Text us at 60123 because you also spoil your pet for the holidays. It doesn't have to be to the tune of $5,000.
No.
It can be $5, $10, $1,000, whatever.
Yeah.
But you spoil your pet and get that pet some awesome holiday presents. We want to hear what those are.
Yeah, text us 60123. It is hard because no matter where you go, there's like, oh, but I should get, you know, she needs that squeaky elf toy.
Totally. And the stores, you know, the pet stores, they know exactly what they're doing and they know they got you and they know you're going to buy it.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I got in trouble last weekend for bringing home too many outfits.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, everyone puts all the outfits on her. And I'm like, see?
Yeah.
Not a wasted dime.
I seem to recall, again, I mentioned Tiny, the dog that we used to have back in the old days before we get Rexy the cat. I can picture in my mind that we put her in like a little tiny Santa outfit.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes it's not even presents like that. Like, people, I think, just love to spoil them. I don't have a dog, but I was at a friend's house and they have a dog. I was like snacking, just open up the fridge, like grab some like pulled chicken I saw in there, just a little snack. And they're like, hey, that's the dog chicken. And I'm like, excuse me? And I'm like, did I just eat dog food? They're like, no, they're going to make a cake out of pulled chicken for the dog for its birthday.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
Oh, my God, you guys.
That's too much. That is a great example.
It's a spoiled dog, that buddy, was.
Living the life, man.
We got so many texts. Thank you so much for everyone participating. And you guys know how to spoil your pets. Starting off with 847. Good morning. I have a little prince that gets grilled chicken breast from Portillo several times a week.
Oh, my God.
That is expensive.
That's
hilarious.
708, my dog Lucy, we got her an advent calendar from Aldi.
Yay, we have it too!
You did?
Yes! Yes!
630 says, my dad just bought a $40 advent calendar from Costco for the dog he pretends he doesn't like.
Yeah.
So is there little dog treats in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little different shaped dog treats.
Got it.
Oh, that's
awesome.
I knew
it wasn't wine or chocolate.
right? You know. 815, my dog Sammy got brand new matching collar and pajamas. They're going to wear it when we meet Santa.
Oh, that
is cute. So we're getting Santa pictures taken, too. Oh,
okay, that's well worth it for sure.
Yep. 847, we buy my dog squeaky toys, and they all have noise-making things inside. My husband hates it.
Too bad.
Yep, 708, I spent $8,000 on a double knee surgery for my dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is love right there.
Very expensive.
Yeah, happy holidays.
219, our dog gets homemade dog food and never has been boarded. 630 says, I save all the bacon fat and then I give it to my dog when they need to take medicine.
Yeah. Oh, that's a little spoonful of bacon fat.
Yeah.
The food ones, you know, the dogs are listening and like, spare the Santa outfit. Yeah. Give me this.
Exactly. 312, I take my dog Greta to get her hair and toes done and sometimes teeth brushed.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
I am feeling very inferior as a dog mother
Don't
right
worry.
Now.
Biba's sleeping. She's not listening.
Last but not least, 847. Each week, I bake chicken for Bella, and then she gets 4 pieces after her morning walk. Now, we also get to eat lunch together since I work remote.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
That is a human's best friend right there, the dogs.
Yeah,
and they're
sure
proving
is.
It, right?
Yeah.
Unconditional love will get you that.
And it's not even just take all my money. It's like take all my money and my time and
effort and energy.
My affection, all of it. Totally. Those are great.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
From the Spidey suit to chaussées. I can't say it. Chaussées. The dance move.
Shawshank Redemption?
Sashay.
Sashay. Sashay. Stick around and find out what that means.
Yeah.
I got to stick around.
Sashay.
Sashay.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I think we have to stick around to find out what that means because I don't think we have any idea.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't have to say that word again. Coming in at number three, big news for us here that we probably don't already know. It is National Illinois Day.
Oh, what?
But
that sounds like an oxymoron. National State Day.
Right. I know. It's crazy. But that's not all. It's also National Cotton Candy Day. So I guess it's because we're so sweet here.
Right.
Illinois, it is a great day to have a great day today. So go enjoy that. I don't know exactly how you celebrate us. But
I don't know. They should steal that slogan. It's a great day to have a great day.
That's just the thing people say. Coming in at number two, Drake is trending after sources tell Variety that Drake has withdrawn his two Grammy nominations. The decision seems to be made by Drake and his management team, even though his motivation is unclear right now.
Right, I saw that.
Maybe he's just tired of winning? No, that can't be it.
No.
But yeah, I guess we don't know too much about the story, but he is trending right now with that kind of strange news. I don't know, Nikki, you're kind of in that music world. Have people done that before?
I mean, not very often. I'm wondering if it has anything to do with The Weeknd. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're friends or I really have no idea. Or maybe it's just he doesn't like the categories he was nominated in because that is happened before where people have said this is not what I intended the song to be nominated for. So it could be that as well. We'll have to see.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Tom Holland is unstoppable lately. No one can wait to see that Spider-Man movie. It's out December 17th. And everyone is loving his and Zendaya's sweet romance that's going on right now all over the red carpet. Now he is set to play Fred Astaire in Sony's upcoming biopic. Fred Astaire was an actor, dancer, singer, choreographer, TV presenter, and he is considered one of the greatest dancers in film history. So I guess Tom Holland can dance.
Okay, I've been waiting for a moment to talk about this, and here it is.
Yeah.
So there's a thing called, lip sync battle or lip sync challenge.
Yeah,
it's kind of a show you can watch online. He did it. He actually started with Singing in the Rain.
Oh.
Okay, so he starts with this, and then he goes into a Rihanna.
Umbrella? Is it Umbrella by any chance?
I don't want to ruin it for you, but you've got to see it for yourself. He can crazy, crazy dance. In fact, he's dancing for Zendaya, and she's like, lays on the floor and starts crying.
I'm very excited.
You've
got to
watch this. Yeah, it's like a lip sync challenge or a lip sync
battle.
Battle. He just destroys everybody. He is so good.
See,
I can't wait for this.
I didn't know he could dance, but he is used to wearing tights with a Spider-Man suit.
And he may or may not do all of the above in this challenge.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it there. It's so good.
Mm. Can't wait to see that. Whip, are you excited?
I'm pretending to be interested.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh,
that's trending on Twitter.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Teachers, we love you. We thank you for everything you do for our kids. So I'm going to give you a little tip at the end of the year to say thanks.
There's more where that came from.
Yeah, here's a 50.
After that math test, you know what I'm saying.
I think that's a little odd, but apparently 41% of people do plan to tip teachers. But we do know they definitely get some gifts. The tipping is a little odd, but strangest gifts you've ever received from a student, we want to hear it. 312-233-1019.
All right, how about Kimberly? You're on The Mix.
I received a used watch.
A used watch.
Okay, what grade do you teach, if you don't mind my asking?
I teach middle school.
And really quick, how did you know it was used?
It definitely had scratches on it.
Okay.
Okay. See, I'm just fascinated because it just sounds like the kind of thing where the kid was like last second, like, oh, crap, I didn't get her anything. How about this? It's in my purse or it's on my, it's even on my wrist. Here, that's yours.
Takes one of mom's watches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. All right, Kathy, you're on The Mix.
Hi, I received a glass decanter shaped like a high heel with whiskey in it.
Wow, perfect. That is exceptional. On so many levels.
Somebody's parents were like, you know what? This is the way to your teacher's heart. Just trust me on this.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right, Mari, you're on The Mix.
Good morning. A single parent dad with a tattoo on his neck gave me a tube of the brightest red lipstick you'll ever see. and used stilettos.
No.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Ask me how I knew they were used.
How did you know?
I don't know if we want to.
Yeah, I kind of want to know now.
There was hair in the buckle.
Hair in the buckle?
There was hair in the shoe?
Like on the buckle, you know, like it would go around your ankle.
Right, yeah. Sorry. Sick. Yeah,
We need to get her number. Yeah. If we're not giving her a prize, she needs to get something, because I feel like that needs redemption.
That's traumatic. All right, how about Laura? You're on the mix.
Hi, I received from one of my second graders a pair of his mom's earrings that he clearly had just taken off the dresser, including the little ear kind of waxy stuff.
Who knew we were going to get gross in the interesting teacher gifts?
These kids were stealing from us.
Did you give the earrings back?
You know what? She has. She was so traumatized by telling the story, she had to leave. Trisha, you're on the mix.
Hi, this is way pre-pandemic. I received cleaning products.
Oh wow! Okay,
hand soap, a spray bottle of disinfectant, and laundry detergent.
Laundry detergent.
Who knew that eventually all that stuff would be in short supply a few short years later?
Foresight there,
Coach Kyle. You're on the mix.
Good morning. Yes, I feel bad because this gift is actually a really nice one compared to all the other ones. But I had I coached basketball eighth grade, and I had a former student bring me as a gift for the holidays a pair of retro Air Jordans that are worth like $400. I couldn't believe it. I was blown away.
Oh, my God.
Somebody really likes you, Coach Kyle.
A-N-P-E.
Yeah. Kim, you are on the mix with your interesting teacher gift.
Oh, well, I received a baby jar full of sand.
Okay, was the sand from anywhere? Did it have any meaning?
No. Well, it was from somewhere. I don't know. It was a baby jar full of sand. It had a little ribbon on it, and the student was so proud to give me that little baby jar of sand with the nice ribbon on it.
Oh,
okay.
That's
adorable. Well, Kim, I think that makes you a winner. That's a great story. You know, before we go any further, Swanee has told me that we need to take another call because this person is going to have some insight into the question we had about tipping. Sydney, you're a second grade teacher and you're on the mix?
Hi there. Hey. Yes. So my school does something called the Holiday Fund. And just yesterday we sent out flyers to all families, and then families can like send in money in the name of their teacher. Or the nurse or whoever, and then at the end of the calendar year, we get a check with all of the money that had been kind of donated in our name.
Like okay, so it's like more of a community kind of family. Everyone gets together and is it's not like a someone slips you a 20 kind of tip.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good
that
to
is
know.
Good to know. Yeah. That, see, that makes a lot more sense.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the insight. Well, I feel like we've learned a ton. And gotten a little more grossed out than we ever expected to this morning.
And I'm going
to
hide all my jewelry when I go home. I mean, this is crazy. Earrings, watches, stilettos. You don't know what's going to disappear from your house.
Oh, God.
And end up on your teacher's desk.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mix Mornings. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Speaking of holiday music, how much do you guys like holiday music? Violetta, do you love it, or you just kind of like it, or you actually flat out dislike it?
No, I love it.
Okay,
I love the classics. Yeah. I could listen to it all the time.
You would love to be immersed in it all the time. Nikki, how about yourself?
No. It's very small doses.
Right, little goes a long way, right?
Yeah, I can have like just a little bit every day and I'm good, but then when the 26th, I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah. Two or three songs, I think, is good. Makes you put you in the right spirit, and then you're on to like listening to the Taylor Swift and whatever.
Well, exactly. There's only really five songs, and just like a bunch of different people sing them.
Right. True.
That is actually true. So interesting though, because Violetta, you might want to sign up for this.
Okay.
The Fairmont Chicago is doing something that is called a challenge. They're calling it a challenge in which you win a hotel stay there, but the challenge is you have to survive 24 straight hours of nonstop Christmas music in your face in your hotel room.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you enter for this thing, and they challenge you for the overnight stay. You actually get to stay two nights, but it's only 24 hours of Christmas music, and there's a lot of other holiday stuff involved. And if you survive the whole thing, that's the way they put it, you're rewarded with a video call from Lance Bass from NSYNC to wake you up, and 25 hotel nights deposited into your hotel.com.
25 nights?
Hotels.com rewards account, so you can go to other places if you want.
Oh, I'm down. I can do that easy peasy for 25 days.
I can tune out a lot.
Right.
So I think we could totally do this.
So they're calling this the Not So Silent Night, all part of hotels.com, and that's happening at the Fairmont Chicago right here on the Magnificent Mile. So feel free to go check that out if you can take it. Maybe it's harder than it sounds. Maybe you're like on hour six, you're like, you know what? Now I got to get out of here, in which case I think you lose.
Yeah, you got to realize it's going to be like Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, Chipmunk song.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. You're going to get all the doozies.
Sonic the Donkey. How about that one?
The donkey's the worst.
Stop Dominic the Donkey. I'm out of there in three songs. That's it. I'm sorry. Take your 25 nights at hotels around the world. You can have it.
Everybody's
I'm going to Arlington Heights.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Violetta is literally falling her seat excited right now. So, yes, you might have seen the video of a person struggling with a poncho.
This made national, if not international news, literally.
Such
a great video. And it was trending in the city and, like you said, across the country. A person in that kind of windstorm at the Bears game, they could not put their poncho on. And actually, hashtag poncho guy was trending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd try it. And we're like, okay, stand corrected. This is much harder than it seems. So we posted the video. And then in the comment section, alas, the actual person commented and showed up, and I was surprised. Were you guys surprised?
I was so excited. You're the one who sent us a group text, and you're like, did you see this comment? And I'm like, what do they say? Like, normally comments are not nice. And no, it was the person struggling with that poncho. They're like, that's me.
Yes.
That's me that you're reenacting there.
Stunned and shocked beyond belief. And let's say hello now to Linda.
Linda.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Poncho lady.
Yes, Poncho 80, that poncho guy.
Oh, my God. Right. Is that, like, the first thing that you were so shocked when you saw this come up? Like, what? Why do they think I'm a guy?
I did. You know, this whole thing is hilarious. I came home after the game. I took a four-hour nap. Had no idea this was everywhere. I woke up. My phone was going crazy. My family was sending me Twitter feeds and pictures and was asking, is that you? Are those your kids? And I was like, oh, my God, what is going on? It was hilarious.
So during the game, as you're struggling with the poncho, as we've now all seen, you had no idea that people had their eyes on you, much less that the camera was on you, correct?
I had no clue. No, none at all.
Why did no one around you help you? Everybody's like, why are they leaving this poor person to struggle by themselves?
Listen, this was my first time ever able to go to the Bears game. I love the Bears. My husband was so kind to get all of us tickets. We went. It was colder than we expected. My kids were there. I helped all of them put their ponchos on. My husband went to the bathroom. My kids were sitting next to me. They were miserably cold because the rain made it just unbearable. So they were fine in their ponchos. I was putting mine on. They were not worried about me because they were dry.
Right. Typical mom move there. Like, let me take care of everybody else and then watch me fight for my life in a bag of plastic.
Yeah. And that's such a cute thing, too. Like, they could sit in the cold and the rain and the wind. Yeah. They're like, I don't care, whatever. But we adults, we struggle with these things.
Well, just when I think I couldn't adore you more, Poncho Lady Linda, the fact that you said you took a four-hour nap after the game and on our Facebook page, commented, women love football too. And I totally agree and love that. So I just want you to know personally, I've written so many songs in my head about you. I was singing Tom Jones, Lady, She's a Poncho Lady. I got that one. I did Dude, She's Poncho Lady by Aerosmith. So many. So I just want you to know we think about you. We've thought about you a lot in the last 24 hours.
Oh, so much. And we actually feel your pain because we tried to do exactly what you were struggling with. And it is not as easy as you think. We were out on the roof deck here at our building, and it was so windy yesterday, probably a little bit less windy than it was for you at the game, but still pretty bad, and we could not get those ponchos on.
So awesome.
I saw that video. That's the only way I knew that you guys were talking about it. So shout out to my sister-in-law in Texas, because she's actually the one that showed me the video of you guys.
Now, I got one more thing for you, Linda. Did you actually end up getting the poncho on and wear it comfortably for the rest of the game?
So I did get the poncho on. The thing that made it so hard for me to get that poncho on, I was wearing a big Canadian gear jacket with a big old, you know, fluffy hood, and it wouldn't get over. But I finally got it to go over it, and unfortunately, we left at halftime because my kids were just so miserable and too cold. We didn't want to make them stay, so we did not get to watch the whole game.
That is another mom thing. Mom, finally makes the popcorn, sits down to watch a movie, and everyone's like, this movie sucks. And then they change the channel. It's time to go.
And the good thing is you didn't miss a thing, Linda. Yeah, didn't miss a thing.
Thank you for reaching out to us, Linda. Thanks to your sister-in-law for pointing it out. And we're glad that you made it out. And kids, next time, help your mom out.
Seriously.
Yeah, well, listen, my husband was so nice. We are actually going to the game next week as well.
Oh, my God. Oh, nice. Linda.
We're watching for you.
It's not a home game, but we'll be out in Green Bay.
Oh my goodness. All right, you are a fan.
Very exciting.
Practice before you get there, okay?
Yeah.
She's a pro now on putting on ponchos.
Thank you, Linda. All right.
Oh, that is so amazing. I can't believe it was her first game and that she became this viral sensation.
I can't believe she was a she.
Well, that too.
Everybody was calling it Poncho Guy. And then I see that comment. I'm like, oh, man. So at the end, what'd we yell? Like, we get you, Poncho Guy. We get you, Poncho Lady.
We get you.
Leftover nuggets. There's only a few. Leftover nuggets. The night wants to chew.
You know what nuggets are great to dip into? Hidden Valley Ranch.
Everything. Anything in the world can be dipped
exactly.
in Hidden Valley Ranch.
Exactly. And Hidden Valley has continued to find strange items to sell on their online ranch shop because people are obsessed with ranch. And right now, they are selling ranch nog.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
Yeah, okay. That's weird. So arriving today in the Hidden Valley Ranch shop, you will have a limited edition holiday ranch nog kit. This is going to feature everything that you need to make the holly merger of what they say are two creamy condiments. It's so gross. Okay, so it's $50 a box. It's going to come with two glasses. It's also going to come with a stainless steel jigger, two Hidden Valley original ranch salad dressings and seasoning mix packets. It doesn't say anything about eggnog, but I'm guessing that you maybe need to present your own eggnog. What it does come with is a card that has the coveted ranch nog recipe. They won't tell us what it is, but I'm assuming you just put it all together, some of that ranch seasoning with the eggnog. And then you have ranch nog. If you're not into that, though, they have other things on the site that they are selling, like a $300 Hidden Valley suitcase, which sells separately. You have ranch travel kit. That's an add-on. You have the ranch pizza lovers kit. And finally, the Hidden Valley Ranch night kit, which sells for $110. It ain't cheap.
No, but I think all of those sound better than the ranch nog.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with you.
Food companies at this point, they're just trying to outweird each other for attention. We all need to get attention
totally.
Somehow, right? All right, speaking of getting attention, and a little while ago we talked about interesting holiday ornaments. Well, I think this dentist in Northville, Michigan has got everybody beat. Christmas tree outside this dentist's office of Dr. William Demray has a custom 16-foot Christmas tree erected in the front yard of his office covered in 1,111 8-inch molars.
No, I was so scared you were going to say teeth.
Yes, the tree is an attention grabber, says the doctor. While we were putting it up for the first time, there was a near collision outside our office. That's what you want. We heard a semi lay on his horn because a driver in front of him had hit his brakes to stop and do a double take of the tree. Now it's apparently a safety hazard, but apparently they're not telling him to take it down. He also has up a much safer 13-foot candy cane.
I mean,
Northville, Michigan, Nikki.
Yeah.
Northville, Michigan.
Yeah. So Christmas decorations. We talked about the food industry trying to one-up each other. We have been doing that with Christmas decorations since the beginning of time.
Totally.
And it continues with one of our favorite movies, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This person had a holiday display in Miranda, California. Jeff Norton is is his name. He's been ordered to take his National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation holiday display down because he built a fake second story on the top of his house.
Oh, so they're like, you need permits for
that. Yes, exactly. They were like, that's cool and all, and we like the movie, but we also like permits. So, they're going to find him. And, he said he's no way is he taking that down before January 1st. He's not happy, but he's going to keep this up for the whole entire community. He's not going to take this down.
Oh.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
Coming in at number 3, have you guys heard about the Christmas car challenge?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Well, it's all over TikTok and Twitter. People are decorating their cars with holiday wrapping paper and Christmas lights. There is a warning that's going out with this saying, don't cover your windshield with the wrapping paper because you can receive a ticket.
Going to say, and I know someone did that.
It's unbelievable you have to tell someone that, but do not put wrapping paper all over your windshield or anywhere because it is obstructing your view.
Window or mirror. Let's just assume that's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, mirror too. Yeah. Now it's like, you know what? Maybe just don't decorate your car.
Yeah, maybe just stick to gifts.
talking about Christmas and the holiday spirit, in at number 2, Mariah Carey shares her festive commercial for her McDonald's menu that's coming up. It's almost time for McDonald's to get extra festive, and they're doing it with Mariah Carey. The Queen of Christmas is starring front and center, obviously, in the 30-second spot, which kicks off with the lights of the McDonald's sign flickering with some twinkling opening notes to, of course, All I Want for Christmas
ding,
is You.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding, ding, ding,
exactly, Whip. You're so precious.
Well,
the holiday season, this holiday season, you're not getting just a Mariah meal. You're getting the entire menu, and parts of it are going to be free when you buy participating things. Something that I wanted to cover with this that is nothing connected with this is Nick Cannon is also trending.
Oh.
But kind of like 2 tweets down when you go to check that out, you get like an incredible picture that I can't really talk about.
Safe for work?
No, not safe for work, not safe for children, not safe for anybody on the internet.
What's more unsafe, wrapping your windshield in wrapping paper or a picture of Nick Cannon on your computer?
I think wrapping your windshield sounds like that might be more safe.
Actually safer, okay.
And
good
the reason
I
bring him up is that's Mariah's ex. Yeah. Okay, coming in at number 1, Colin Farrell has officially signed on to star and executive produce a series spinoff of Batman in which he is going to play the Penguin again.
Oh.
Variety has learned exclusively from sources about this. So people are getting very excited. It is going to be released in March of 2022, which seems like
that's
kind
soon.
Of around the corner.
Yeah,
I don't even understand what's happening here.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. I guess he's going to be... Wait a second. Is he in the Robert Pattinson movie?
I believe he's Penguin. Yeah, so that might be coming out in March.
And then there might be another spinoff. Okay, right. So that movie's coming out in March, and then we're expected to see another spinoff.
It's like our 85th Batman. Yeah.
Right, we're Batmaned out.
And it's all part of HBO Max, I should just mention.
All right.
So that's very exciting. So go check out that Nick Cannon if you want. That's trending on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings Podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.